But write the thought on the board this morning. All this morning is warning signs. But I desire by the help of the Lord to lay a foundation for the thought. And I'm going to begin by talking a little bit about the prophet Ezekiel. And for the sake of time, I'm going to summarize a little bit of the context before we look into some scriptures. But the prophet Ezekiel. And when we think about prophets, prophets are those that God blesses with visions, right? And able to foresee things. So in this instance, and if you want to read about it, you can read about it in Ezekiel, the first and the second chapter. But Ezekiel saw a vision. And in this vision, God spoke to him and he gave him some instructions for him to go and speak to the children of Israel. And we know that the children of Israel, they have they can be considered in a certain way. Just say, from what we read in the Bible, it seemed like they had some struggles. All of us have struggles. Yeah. So no, it's not something that's not uncommon to us. But their struggles were just magnified because it's in the Bible. And you know what? There's things that we can learn from that. So he was given some words from God and some instructions to go to Israel and speak unto the children of Israel what God had instructed him to speak. And in God's instructions that he gave him, he wanted him to know that you don't need to be concerned about what happens, what the end results are going to be. Just follow my instructions, speak what I have you to speak, and then you leave the results with me. Yes. So that's a little bit of the context of that. He said don't be concerned with the results, whether it's received or not. His instruction was to go and speak to him. So in this, after God gave him this vision, then a hand of God came down and fed him a robe. And it was like a special strength that he had gotten from God. And with that, he said, now go. Go and speak the words that I would have you to speak unto the children of Israel. So he went, and while he went there, and even after he got there, he sat and he waited until the Lord gave him the go signal, until he said, all right, now I want you to speak. So now we're going to pick up here, and again, if you want to read about that, that's in Ezekiel, the first and the second chapter. But we're going to pick up here in the third chapter of Ezekiel, and we're going to begin, we're going to read verse 16 and 17. Ezekiel 3:16-17.
And it came to pass at the end of 7 days.
So we mentioned here that he went to where the children went to the children of Israel, and he went there and he waited. So it says it came to pass at the end of 7 days
that the word of the Lord came unto me saying,
Son of man,
I have made thee a watchman
upon the house of Israel.
Therefore hear the word at my mouth.
And give them warning from me. So God had a specific purpose here in this account for the prophet Ezekiel. He said, I've given you a job now. Now you're the watchman. And now, as the watchman, I'm going to give you some words to speak. I'm going to give you the words to speak out of my mouth, and I want you to do it by the help and by the grace of God.
Yes.
So when we think about, just in a natural sense, a watchman, what is the responsibility of a watchman? A watchman is one who is to keep watch, to keep awake, to keep attentive, to keep vigilant.
Yeah.
It's one that has to be alert at all times. They have to be on guard.
Yeah.
Right? They have to be aware of what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
So God, in his wisdom and in his mercy, he gives a watchman to congregations.
Yeah.
As ministers and as pastors, Brother Henry and I, we have a responsibility.
Okay.
And it's our responsibility to be watchmen. And it's our responsibility to preach the divine word of God under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. That's the responsibility that we have. You know, and it's not up to us to do nothing but that. I dare not try to change anything that's in this book. To try to tame it in any kind of way, that's not the responsibility that God has given. God has said, preach the word. That's what my responsibility. Maybe there's a something that I think you maybe want to hear. That's not my responsibility. It's not about satisfying something that's going to maybe placate a desire or something that you have. That's not what. Preach the word of God. That's our responsibility as watchmen. You know what? Because if I take liberty that I don't have, that God has not given me, and I say, you okay, brother? You okay, sister? Then I'm going to be responsible then. And then I'm going to have some blood on my hands. But when I, by the help and by the grace of God, endeavor to preach what he has given in his word, and lay it out like he has given it, then I turn that responsibility over to you. And as the watchman, as long as I do what God is requiring me to do, then I can fulfill the purpose that he has for me. So the watchmen, they sound alarms. They let you know there's something going on that you need to be careful of. You got to watch for these things. It is good for the writer says it is good for people to know and to consider what charge their ministers have of them and what account they must shortly give for that charge. You know, that's the responsibility that we have. You know, one writer said it like this. Men will curse them if they be faithful. So in other words, if I'm faithful by the help and by the grace of God, and I give you something that's contrary to your desires, then maybe you'll say, what's wrong? What's wrong with you? You're not telling me what I want to hear. See, so man will say, what are you doing? But if faithful, then God will curse those. So here's the Lord help. Here's the thought this morning. I have an opportunity. I either be cursed of men or cursed of God.
That's right.
So at my responsibility, my desire, one of those is a lot worse than the other. Right? So I can't be concerned if the word of God cuts against the grain. I got to do what God told me to do. And it's not my word anyways. It's not mine. It's his. So that's what we endeavor to do by the grace and by the help of God. I'm laying a foundation here, but now just in letting you know what the responsibility that I have as one of the watchmen of this congregation. Let's look at another verse. 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, and the 2nd and 3rd verse. Again, talking about the responsibility that I endeavor by the help and by the grace of God to fulfill. 1 Peter 5, 2, and 3.
Be the flock of God which is among you. Taking the oversight thereof,
not by constraint,
but willingly,
not for filthy lucre,
but of a ready mind,
neither as being lords over God's heritage,
but being examples to the flock.
So let me break this down a little bit. In the Amplified, it says, to feed, to tend, to nurture, to guard, to guide, and to fold the flock of God that is my responsibility. Yeah. Not by coercion or constraint, but willingly, You know, when God gives us responsibility, it's up to us to be willing vessels,
yes.
to be willing servants, not something that we shy away from. If God has placed you in a position, God has given you something to do, you do it with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Do it willingly,
yes.
not dishonoringly, not to be motivated by advantages and profits. I'm not up here trying to, you know, there's some, you can go some other places, and it's not about what the Word of God says, it's about other things.
Yes.
That's not my responsibility. It's up to me to belong, but with eagerness and cheerfulness.
Yes.
Not domineering. It's not my responsibility to beat us over the head.
Right.
No, not like that. Not with arrogance and not dictating, not to be overbearing. I don't come and visit you at your house to check on you. See what? That's not my responsibility.
Right.
That's not it. But it says, but over be an example. That's the most important thing, isn't it? That's the most important thing that I can do as a man of God is to be an example before you. That I, as I endeavor to follow what's in God's Word, that I set an example before each and for everyone. To be a pattern, a model of Christian living to each and every one. Doing all for Christ's sake, through love to immortal souls.
Yeah. Amen, Lord.
So that's my responsibility as a watcher.
Lord.
Now, I'm sounding a warning this morning.
Lord.
Talking about the thought this morning is warning signs.
Yeah.
What's the purpose of warnings? A warning is defined as something that you give notice of beforehand, or something that you call attention to before it happens, right? It's to give a warning. It serves as an alarm, a signal. It serves as a summons or an admonition. So I'm going to break this down in a natural sense. In our daily lives, we are surrounded by warning signs, aren't we? Well, let's talk about a few of them this morning. One of the warning signs we probably encounter daily is a yellow light. A yellow light, does that mean to speed up or does it mean to slow down? Right? But, you know, when you think about the world that we live in today, how do most people treat that warning sign? If I see a yellow light, my foot suddenly got a little bit heavier, and I'm getting through, I keep on going, and most of the time when you look up, it's red. And even just last week, I probably observed at least twice, if not more, where somebody did exactly the warning sign, it's a yellow light, but they just zip right on through. That's one example we're all familiar with. What about, this one gets a little close, but you know, sometimes, they have alerts on your bank account. They let you know, right? If your balance is getting a little low, right? So you have it does. It can tell you if you hit a certain threshold. So yeah, that's a warning sign, right? Well, I have to be careful now.
Yeah.
You know, maybe some people, maybe that's not a situation maybe that all people deal with, but there's some. You know, these young people not exempt either. There's warning signs. We get in these cars and we drive them, don't we? And they're so sophisticated now. They got little warning signs that let you know if your pressure in your tires is a little low. Right? So what is that? What do you do? Oh, it'll be all right. It's just, the expansion and contraction as it heats up and as it cools down. It'll be all right. Right? We can do that. Yeah. With that, we can say, I'll just ignore it. It's not too serious. Body should take care of it. They have even these check engine lights, right? Sometimes that'll pop on. That's to let you know something's going on, right? Well, my car is running just fine. I don't notice anything. It seems to be running fine. I can still accelerate and brake and starts up just fine. It's okay. I had a vehicle one time that the engine light was on, and it wasn't affecting the car, so I just kept on going, driving with it, and then it came time for my yearly inspection. You go to a yearly inspection with your check engine light on, you're not going to pass. So I had to take it to my mechanic, and he just let me know, it's like, when that light comes on, you got to take care of it. Because he took care of it. He fixed whatever the problem was. And then the light went off. And then it came back on. He's like, well, it was on so long, it dealt with what he fixed what the worst problem was, but then there was something else. These signs are, they serve a purpose.
Yeah.
They're not something for us to just, I worry about that. It'll be all right. We shouldn't ignore them. Children, you maybe take an exam or a test. You don't do as well as you thought you should have done. That's a warning sign.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It lets you know, wait a minute. Maybe there's a couple things here. Maybe I didn't do as much studying as I should have done. Or maybe my understanding of what I was tested on is maybe not as strong as I thought it was. So I need to put in a little bit more effort. It's a warning sign. What about this one? You're driving on the freeway, and they have these signs on the side that they'll flash. And sometimes it'll tell you, there is an accident in lane number one at exit, whatever exit it is. So then you have a choice, right?
Yeah.
It tells you exactly what lane the accident is in. It says lane number one and two is blocked.
Yeah.
What do you do? Because as you're driving along in the midst of the traffic, that very lane that the accident is, it seems to be moving so much quicker than the other ones.
Right, right.
I gotta get to work, or I gotta get home, or wherever I'm trying to go. So I'm gonna get in the lane that's moving the fastest. What's the warning sign, though? What's gonna happen if you stay in that lane and then you get all the way up there to where the accident is, and then you begin trying to wait? Can't let me in. When you have ample opportunity, there's the warning. What? By the help and by the grace of God, when I see that, I try to, all right, that's in lane number one. I'm going all the way over to lane number four. It might not seem initially that that's the best choice, but you know what I've noticed? The closer you get to the accident, guess which lane is moving the quickest? The one that's farthest away. Because what is everybody else trying to do? Get over? Warning signs. I could just wait till the last minute, though. Somebody gonna let me in. Where am I going with this? We've made mention of this before. Sometimes natural habits. Natural tendencies, they lean over on the spiritual side. So now as I'm going along the pathway of life, and I'm endeavoring to have a relationship with God, and the warning signs that are coming on, if I take those natural habits and I carry them over to my spiritual life, what am I going to do? I was like, oh, I see it, but I'm okay right now. I'm okay, I'm fine now. And maybe you are fine now, but it's not going to last. So the purpose of warning signs is for us to pay attention to them and do something about it. What are some spiritual warning signs? Again, my responsibility is to try to encourage each one along the journey in the pathway of life. And if the Word of God, if it hits home, then just respond to it.
Yeah.
And that it's not from me, it's not mine, it's from God. So here's some spiritual warning signs that we should be aware of. I don't pray as often as I used to. That should be a warning sign. It's a sign to say, wait a minute, I haven't been as prayerful as I've been in times past. That's a warning sign. That's something that when I recognize it, when I realize it, I need to take care of it. When I have to think or have to ask myself, when's the last time I read my Bible? That's a warning sign. It's a warning sign to, you know, how are we going to get, how do you eat? Can you just think about food and then it's sad and everything is good? You got to put forth an effort, right? Spiritually speaking, we live on spiritual food, right? So if I'm not feeding my soul with the Word of God, what's going to happen? Some leanness? It's a warning sign, right? My desire for fellowship. Maybe not what it used to be. It's more easy to let things get in the way. The Bible says, forsake not the assembling of yourself together. I didn't say that. That's what the Bible says.
Right.
And I recognize that you have to have a desire. Right? And there's some that have a desire that just, they're not able to. And we understand that God knows that. God knows the heart. He knows the intents of the heart. So when someone has a desire and they're not able, God knows and God understands. But if I'm well able and I just see that that desire is not as strong as it used to be, that's a warning sign. If I feel like that I'm not as close to God as I used to be. Maybe I'm drifting away a little bit. That should be a warning sign. When I begin to get more comfortable with overriding and ignoring God's little nudges. When the pricks that they used to have a greater effect on me now, in times past, than they do now. That's a warning sign. If I get to the place maybe where I don't feel like I'm as close to God as I used to be. You know that feeling that you had when you bowed at an altar of prayer and you surrendered your life to God? You remember that feeling? That's just something that you should always feel that way or better. And if then you feel like, I don't feel like that, that's a warning sign.
What happens if we just ignore it? You may hold on for a while, but if you continually ignore warning signs, you know what's going to happen eventually? You're going to lose out. You know, we don't have to do that. We don't have to do that.
There's a verse in Hebrews, the 13th chapter, and the second half of that verse, it gives us some encouragement to know as we go through this life that it might not be easy. It's not going to be easy. But you know what? We got somebody with us. And we have some promises that we can stand on even in the difficult times. And when the warning signs are coming about, you say, what should I do? Call on the Lord.
Yeah.
Why? What does it say in Hebrews 13 in the second half of that verse? Fifth verse.
And be content with the things that
you have. Be content with what things that you have.
For he has said.
He has said.
I will never leave thee.
I will never leave thee.
Nor forsake thee.
Nor forsake thee. This is a promise that we have in God's word.
Yeah.
He said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. So who does that leave it up to? Now it's on me. Right? So if there's any leaving, and if there's any forsaking, it's on my part. And then if I do that, how can I try to say, well, you left me, Lord. No, can't do it. No. If we keep on holding on to him, he's going to hold on to us. He said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. He's right there all along with us. Who is the one that makes us aware of the warning signs? Is the devil? Is the devil going to come to you and say, you haven't prayed today? No, he's not. Is the devil going to come and say, you haven't read your Bible all week? That's God. That's God bringing those things to us, allowing us to see the warning signs. That's the mercy of God. He's right there all along. And how he just wants us to respond. Maybe you're going through some difficult situations. You know, we have one that we can go to. There's another verse, familiar text of scripture from Psalm, the 60-word first chapter, and the second verse. Doesn't matter what we may be dealing with, what we may be going through, this is the privilege that we have. Psalm 62:61-2.
From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee.
From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee.
When my heart is overwhelmed.
When my heart is overwhelmed.
Lead me to the rock
that's higher than I. I got one that I can call on that has a greater understanding and knowledge of everything that's going on than I do. And I can call on him. Doesn't matter where I am. From the ends of the earth, I just need to cry unto him. I say, I'm struggling. You know, it's okay to admit if you're struggling.
Yeah.
Because then you can say, I recognize it and I need some help.
Yeah.
And I can go to one that's higher than me. He can direct me to a place of refuge and a place of safety.
Yeah.
I'm reminded of a verse of a song or a chorus of the song. It says, I cry to the Lord. I stand on His word. The billows cease to roll. He whispers to my soul, my child, I'm with you. Never, never. If you feel like you're losing traction with God, don't wait till you fall flat on your face. You know, in a natural sense, if I feel like I'm losing my footing, I'm going to do something, right? I'm going to try to correct. If I can fix my steps or something, I'm not going to just, well, I'm losing my footing, I'm going to just fall flat on my face. No! So why do we do that spiritually? If you see you're losing ground, make a correction.
Amen.
Again, God is the one that helps us to recognize these things.
Yeah.
And you know, if He's a one that allows us to recognize this, don't you believe He's near?
Yeah.
He's right there, right? Isaiah 55 and 6. Y'all know these verses. You know, it's just a good reminder.
Seek ye the Lord.
Seek ye the Lord.
While He may be
found.
Call ye upon Him.
While He is near. Seek the Lord. So when I'm recognizing the warning signs, God's right there waiting for me to cry out for help.
Amen.
To say, Lord, I need you. Would you come to my rescue?
Yes.
Don't wait till the bottom drops out to call on the Lord. You don't have to hit rock bottom to say, Lord, I need help. At the first sign of trouble, seek the Lord.
Amen.
When you recognize there's a problem, call on the Lord.
Amen.
Time is moving on me, but I have an example I want to share this morning. Familiar story. Prodigal son.
And as we read through this story, I want you to think about warning signs. What are some warning signs that took place that this prodigal son overlooked? It's in the 15th chapter of Luke. You know, he didn't at any point in time, he could have went back home.
Yeah.
He could have realized and said, you know what? I messed up. I see now just by the direction that things are going, I'm not going to. Maybe he had set in his mind what he was going to do. But he could have took advantage of some warning signs and say, you know what? I'm changing course. So, as we read this, take note. Luke 15, 11 through 19.
And he said, certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods
that befalleth to me.
And he divided unto him his living. And not many days after the younger son gathered all together. And took his journey
into a far country.
And there
and there wasting his substance with righteous living.
And when he had spent all,
there arose a mighty famine in that land,
and he began to be in want.
He went and joined himself to a citizen of that country,
sent him to the
fields to feed swine.
And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk
that the swine did eat,
and no man gave unto him.
And when he came to himself,
he said,
how many hired servants
of my fathers have bread enough
and to spare,
and I perish with hunger.
I will arise.
And go to my father.
I'm going to go to my father
and say unto him,
Father,
I have sinned against heaven
and before thee.
I am no more worthy to be called thy son.
Make me as one of thy hired servants.
Y'all know the end of the story. But for this discourse, we're talking about warning signs.
There's many of them. I'm just going to point out a few of them. You know when the warning sign started? When he went to his father and he said, give me. That was the first one. Give me the portion of the goods that befalleth to me. Warning.
What work did you do? Oh no, you got something coming your way.
Ignoring the warning signs. So he's at home living under the protection of his father and his mother. And right after, it says, and not many days. So one day he's saying, give me what's mine. And then a few days later, you're ready to go. Warning sign. And then he's going to take a journey to a far country. Warning sign. Trying to get as far away from his protection as possible. Then he wasted his substance.
Yeah.
You know, at any point in time, he could have come to his senses and said, what am I doing? I need to go back to Father's house. Well, after he wasted everything, then what? We're going to have to eat some humble pie at some point in time as we go through this life. And you know what? Usually the hardest time is the first time. And then after that, by the help of the Lord, it'll get a little bit easier. But he could have said, you know what? All that I took is gone. I don't know what I'm going to do. Let me just go back to Father's house. But then he joined himself to a citizen of that country. He was sent in his field to feed swine. Warning sign. How low? Yeah. At Father's house, somebody else took care of that. And then he was getting hungry. It was a natural thing, right? But nobody gave him anything to eat. And you know, he came this close. He probably, no doubt, might have had the husk in his hand. maybe in both hands, I don't know. Started so, you know, so hungry, just mouth open. And then he came to his senses.
Yeah.
You talking about rock bottom?
Yes.
You see, you see what can happen?
Yes.
You see what can happen when we ignore the warning signs?
Yeah.
But you know what's wonderful about God? Not too, wasn't too late for him, was it? It wasn't too late. Even in that condition, whatever our condition, maybe we ignored the warning sign, maybe gone farther than we thought we would ever go. But God is still there.
Yes.
But there's something that he had to do. He had to come to his senses and say, you know what? I'm going to have to humble myself.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go back to Father's house and say, you know what? I messed up. I need help.
Yeah.
And whatever condition maybe we find ourselves in, maybe we've ignored all the warning signs, but God is still there.
Yeah, he is.
But you know what? We're going to have to acknowledge something.
Yeah.
We're going to have to acknowledge, Lord, I messed up.
Yeah.
I need some help. You know what the devil does? He likes to tell people, it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
You've done too much. You've gone too far. There's no hope for you. See, you've overrided the warning signs so long and so many times that it's helpless for you. That's a lie.
Yes.
That's why. Why would he be telling you that? Why would he tell you that if there wasn't hope? But just don't wait too late. God is still waiting with open arms, just like the father of that son. That, you know, I could imagine, you know, as you read in the story, you know how it says when he was afar off, right? He saw him. You know what I could imagine that father every day, no doubt, at some point in time in the day, he probably went out to the extents of his property, maybe, and was like looking. Where's my son? He gonna come back. What you think God is doing?
Yes, he is.
So if you think you've ignored him too, the signs too long, there's still hope.
Yes.
But, you know, the encouragement this morning is pay attention to the warning signs. Don't wait till you hit rock bottom. But the hope is, if you've hit rock bottom, there's still hope.
Yes.
God is still there waiting with open arms. So as watchmen, endeavoring by the help and by the grace of God to proclaim the warning signs. But you know, each and every one of us, you're all watchmen over your own soul.
Yes.
True.
So you individually, we watch for our own souls. My encouragement this morning, pay attention to the warning signs.
Yes.
At the first sign of trouble, at the first sign of a problem, seek the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Don't wait. It's my desire by the help and by the grace of God that I would do exactly this thing. I'm not exempt. As I go through life, I have trials and tests too.
Right.
There's warning signs that come along. Help me, Lord, pay attention to
them. Yes.
I desire your prayers. I appreciate your time and your attention.